Closing call begins the connecting with posture. Now, let me tell you here, what I've typically said when they've said they've reviewed the information, I will say, great, John. Now, do you see why we're so excited? Or, yeah, I guess you see a great potential for yourself here. So that's usually a time when they're afraid you're trying to close them, so they're backing up and they're saying, well, maybe. So this is what I do to settle them down. Okay, I want to let you know that I'm going to give you as much information as you need to make a good decision. But before we get to that point, I have a couple of quick questions I'd like to ask you. Is that okay? Great. Now go into some questions that are doing a couple of things. You're qualifying them, and you're also helping them figure out what their pain buttons are and why they want to do this business along the way. So my first question usually is, what's your current occupation? You don't just go straight from this question to the next question. Okay, show some interest in what they do. If they tell you that they're a lab technician, oh, really? In what kind of lab? What do you work on? Ask them developing questions. Why would you like to work at home? I always want to know their why. I want to particularly know if they have children that they want to stay home with, if maybe they're working so many hours, if they have a really horrendous travel schedule. A lot of people today, to keep their jobs, are traveling 6 days a week and this kind of stuff. I want to know, because those are things that I'm going to use to not only close them, but then later on in the business, if they have some stumbling blocks, I'm going to go back to their why. If they're saying, oh my gosh, I've been working for 2 months and I've only made $500, I think I'm going to quit, then I'm going to remind them of why they really got into the business. What kind of income potential are you looking for? I want to know hard dollars. This is the biggest qualifying question I have, because when someone says to me, oh, about $500 a month, I end that call about as quickly as I can. They've got to at least say $5,000 or more for me to even spend any more time with them. If they're saying $500 a month, they are in such poverty mentality that that's just not going to work. So that's one of my questions there. Very critical. How many hours a week will you commit to our business? Okay, these are just little words in there that don't sound like a whole lot, but they're all subconscious. They're all working on their brain. Okay, so I've gotten them to answer a lot of questions. We've talked. We've connected. I've stayed postured the whole time because I've had control of the conversation. I have been the one asking the questions, and they've been the one answering them. Great, John. It seems to me that you have a lot of desire to achieve your goals, and I really appreciate you answering my questions. It's just that we have so many people to get back with on a daily basis, and I'm really only looking for a few serious individuals, people that I believe would be an asset to my team. You certainly qualify. Typically, what that does, I find, is that, boy, the person feels, wow, gosh, she wants to work with me. Yay, yay, you know? So it's great. So you're getting a good relationship going here, and they know that you're going to be the leader that's going to take them where they want to go. If you remember nothing else today, please remember this. To sign someone up in the business, you must ask. You cannot just go through all this and wait for them to say, okay, I'm ready to get started. 1 out of 100, maybe we'll do that. That's called a laydown sale. But most of the time, you have to ask. This is what I say. John, if I can show you how to develop $10,000 a month working an extra 10 hours a week from home over the next 6 to 8 months, is there anything else that you're going to need to know before we get you started? Now, this is where they're allowed to ask some questions. This is usually where they ask, well, how much is it going to cost me? You know, a lot of times they've seen that already. Our presentation has all that in there. I usually play a message for them or tell them the different choices. You know, this kid is $500, this is $2,000, blah, blah, and go through the different things why they should do. That's usually the question. Sometimes it's going to be, well, what is it I have to do? Then I want to go through the scenario. This is what we are going to be doing. I'm going to get you started today, get your websites up and running, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, assume. Now, answer a few questions, but always bring it back to the close. See, another thing that people tend to do is once they start asking questions, then they just go on and on and on and on, and you're on the phone with this person for an hour, okay, and they still haven't made a decision. So how much does that hour just cost you? Get the questions answered, but bring it back to the close. I always let them know that I'm going to be helping them. So I might say, you're not going to understand everything overnight. Because they're not. John, you don't have to know everything. Okay, I'm going to be doing everything with you. You know, we're going to be getting you to, you know, 5 to 10,000, you know, whatever it is in the next few months. John, I'm going to be doing most of the work for you. But that's okay. You're going to learn, and then you're going to teach that to others. Let me give you a scenario. That's another one of my favorite ones, because when I can tell they're uncomfortable and they're asking a lot of questions, they don't know. If they've never been in network marketing, they have no idea what's going to do. This is what we're going to do. And then I go straight into really basically just what the next couple of days are going to be. Don't throw up all over them. You know, you can't tell them what their business is going to be for the next, 6 years. Just tell them what you're going to do getting started. Every step of the way is going to be a process. Okay, and that's it. Okay, let's go ahead and get your paperwork done. I mean, get that in there. If they still haven't given you a signal, I mean, you've got to say, okay, are you ready? Let's go ahead and get your paperwork done. What if they say no? Who cares? What if they say, I'm not ready yet? Okay, what is it you need to know before we get you started? Why not? Another great question. You know, just go ahead. You've got to find out where they are.